The Pakistan Tobacco Company, PTC, has urged the government to impose an adjustable tax on cigarette paper in a bid to ensure full documentation of the cigarette industry and combat the rapidly growing illicit trade, which it says has now become the market leader. At a pre-budget media briefing, PTC Director Asad Shah expressed serious concern over the rise in untaxed cigarettes, calling for uniform implementation of the track and trace tax stamp policy. Without uniform enforcement, he argued, the policy is ineffective. Shah also proposed reducing the adjustable tax on cigarette filter material acetate tow from 44,000 rupees per kilogram to 4,000 rupees per kilogram to discourage smuggling. Authorities seized 450 metric tons of smuggled acetate tow this year alone, he added. Shah also proposed that adjustable tax should be imposed on cigarette paper to ensure complete documentation. He noted that illicit cigarettes now account for 58% of the total market, with Pakistan's annual cigar consumption estimated at 82 billion sticks. Shah claimed that the sector has the potential to generate 570 billion rupees in tax revenue annually, but only 292 billion rupees was collected in FY 2023-24, and 223 billion rupees so far in the first 11 months of the current fiscal year. It is impossible to collect the remaining 50 billion rupees in a single month, he said, pointing to widespread tax evasion and the alleged involvement of some non-governmental organizations, NGOs, pursuing specific agendas. Shah recalled that 12 years ago, the government taxed 67 billion sticks annually. That number has now dropped to just 34 billion, despite consistent or growing demand. He criticized the 2023 tax policy, saying it led to the second decline in government revenue from the sector in a decade. Despite holding only a 42% market share, the legal tobacco sector still contributes 98% of the revenue, Shah said. He urged authorities to enforce documentation requirements across the board, stressing that 18 billion sticks are being sold at or below 150 rupees per pack, below the official minimum price of RS 162.25, without any penalties for violators. He pointed out that no one has ever been penalized for violating the minimum price law, and instead, recommended raising the minimum price per pack to counter the perception of cigarettes being cheap in Pakistan. No policy can succeed without non-discriminatory implementation, he said, adding that untaxed, locally manufactured cigarettes are still openly sold.